When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report for August the 13th, 2024. I'll paint a picture. It was oppressive out there today, okay? It rained early in the morning. Then, of course, 98 degrees rolled in. So you get, like, the steam coming off of the grass. So as soon as I walk into the facility, my sunglasses fog up, my binoculars fog up, and I start sweating. And it's absolutely awful. Imagine practicing in this thing. Made better by the end of practice, where we did the last two periods of practice indoors. I can't tell you what happened indoors under penalty of death. But some cool shit happened indoors, if you know what to look for. But I can't tell you about that. But I can't tell you about the rest of the practice. But first, if you want to participate in these camp reports, you want to ask questions, you got to become a member of our Discord. How do you do that? Easy. You go to Discord, and you go to discord.gg/onlyfins, and you become a member there for $3 a month. This show is brought to you by Prize Picks. They have a free square right now, Israel Adesanya for Saturday. Check it out. Free squares are always welcomed, all right? Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. You deposit $100. You get $100. It's as simple as that. All right, let's get the show on the road. Robert Jones was in the orange today. And he's sleeker. I was told, he dropped about 10 to 15 pounds, which means he's probably playing around 312, 315-ish, 310-ish, which kind of works for him to be able to move a little bit. Hasn't lost any of his power. I maintain, and that's I don't think it's a hot take anymore. I think that it's a pretty good take, considering that Robert Hunt got $100 million. Why not 5 years for 50 for Robert Jones? Will he get it here? No, because they don't pay guards here. I think Robert Jones is going to have a good enough season where he'll play elsewhere for $50 million 5 years. How does that sound? All right, no Jalen Ramsey today. But he was seen sprinting from 20 to 20 with Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle was taped up, but he did not participate. No Anthony Walker. The rest of the linebackers were there. By the way, Jordan Brooks revealed he's playing at 230 pounds. He was listed at 240. I believe he's still listed at 240. All the defensive tackles are in. Gallimore jogs off the field. And before anybody freaks out or, you know, has a stroke over this, look to me like a bathroom break. Whenever you see a 315-pounder just jog off the field from 200 yards away, it's always a good sign, okay? Probably doesn't have an injury. You know who does have an injury? Ethan Bonner, concussion protocol. Has not practiced since the game on Friday, so he got the concussion on Friday. All right, the running backs spread out all over the field. Mostert got some work today. Achane also got some work. Jalen Wright always gets work. Tyreek Hill, late arriving. As usual, it's his thing. And then he comes on to the 11-on-11 and dominates because that's what he does. I made a comment. This is the most casual practice in history. Kickoff walkthrough, far field. Now, if you ever want to be bored to death, look, I love football. I'm a complete football junkie. I nerd out and, you know, I geek out over lead runs and then split zone. I'm like, oh, look how cool. Look how cool this is. Look how they're using the guard to block a gap over. And then, you know, they're using the natural leverage of the play to create blocks. This is pretty cool. I can't geek out over a kickoff walkthrough. It's like watching paint dry. Actually, it's worse than watching paint dry, because when you watch paint dry, you can have a beer in your hand, maybe even a cigar, and then you could just watch it dry, right? And you're like, as soon as it dries, I'm going to do the edges, or I'm going to do the trim, you know? So actually watching paint dry is much more exciting than watching a kickoff walkthrough. Imagine practicing a kickoff walkthrough. It has to be the most boring thing in the history of boring things. And it wasn't even an install. Because sometimes on an install, you could say, oh, you know, you're doing a reverse. No, this is the kickoff walkthrough. So, like, you're running down on the kickoff. Boring as all hell. So I start watching some one-on-ones, defensive line, offensive line. Mo Camara not taped up in a jersey, but he is evidently dealing with something undisclosed. Nobody wants to say anything. But he's there. He's watching on, and he's on the field, which is a good sign. So, you know, it's not a concussion. So he's working his way back from something. Emmanuel Agba beats Austin Jackson. Clean. Leonard Payne beats Chazen Hines. Clean. Petra Paul, some good reps versus Chop. Matthew Jones, finally a sighting. Good rep against Isaiah Mack, showed a good anchor. And the reason I put that in there, and people would say, wait a minute, you're giving us a report on a Matthew Jones rep against Isaiah Mack? Well, Isaiah Mack is strong as all hell. So whenever a guard shows a good anchor against Isaiah Mack, it's kind of a big deal, and I make a note of it. After the whole session, I called it for the defensive line. I think they won it. They won their battle against the offensive line. Who had good reps for the offensive line? Robert Jones always has a few good reps. Liam Meichenberg wasn't terrible. Lester Cotton actually had a couple of wins. But I called it for the defensive line overall. Defensive team install. I write cool shit. I can't tell you what they did in the defensive install, but it's interesting. Let's just call it a coverage change. Showed one look pre-snap, then got into something else immediately at the snap. Pretty cool stuff. I know Skylar Thompson faces that thing. It's Pick City. But pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Raheem Mostert is here and getting reps. 11-on-11 Armstead in. Kind of cool to see Teron out there. Kendall Lamb was grabbing reps as well. And you could take a guess, you know, which spot they were doing it at. Tua and Mostert for three. And then I do write, they have some pads on, so there's a little pop going on here. Slip run. Mostert gets 4-5. Jones, good block on Calais, I write. I'm not standing for the guy because I kind of like him. I like him personally. Spoken to him a few times. Robert Jones is one of those good guys you kind of want around your team. I think he's going to be a good player for them this year. Problem is, you know, I don't pretty much like anything that's on the other side. And I know people are thinking, but you know, Isaiah Wynn's coming back. If you're counting on Isaiah Wynn, you know, allow me to sell you some real estate, you know. Got a good deal for you. Tua check down to Mostert. Gets two. Mostert lead for three. The entire first session was five Mostert touches. Skyler in. Julian Hill's screen has room on it. This has been a theme all camp. They throw tight end screens now. Kind of cool, right? Tight ends exist. Tight end lives matter in this offense. Tua back in after a brief Skylar Thompson stint. I'm kind of bored from watching Skylar Thompson, to be completely honest with you. And I'm about three practices away from not reporting on any Skylar Thompson or Mike White reps. Tua hits Sanders right in the hands. Beautiful in cut. A dime of a pass off of his hands, intercepted by Marcus May. So, good process. Good execution. Until a mistake, and then you have calamity. Achan, power right, gets three. Tyreek, practicing. Hey, nice of you to join us, Tyreek Hill. Ladder snap count than usual for Tyreek. I would say cut in half. Don't quote me on it. I don't have the actual stats on it. but it felt like half of his workload. I guess they're ramping him up toward Washington. Remember, Washington comes in later this week. And then, all right, he did that last year. And yes, he did. Last year, they ramped him down right before joint practices. He warmed up inside, then he goes to team for 11-on-11, then all of a sudden he's grabbing reps. Mike White in, check down to Jalen Wright. Nice design on a narrow route to Jalen Wright. A lot of cool stuff with the running backs involved in the passing game this camp. White deep ball to Tyreek on a cross corner. That's a route that, and I guess breaking news, you didn't see it too much last year, if at all. They run it this year. You saw it, although that was more of a kind of a straight-up corner route against Kansas City. You remember the dime that Tua threw that went right off of Tyreek's hands? Man, you really want Tua to start hitting those, right? He starts hitting those. Safeties won't know whether to shit or wind their watch, okay? Like, how do you defend an offense that can now hit every spot on the field and then hit them deep? So, good to see that it's in the playbook. I want to see Tua hit a few of those. And he's hit a few. He's hit a few in this camp. But you want to see it. You want to see him hit it in the games. He might play this weekend. So if he hits one in this game, shut him down. That means that the offense is ready to go. All right. But in this one, Mike White hits him deep on the cross corner. Big gainer. You can't call it, but he shook a guy or two. So you don't know if they would have hit him or not. But gain of like 42. Respots at the 40-yard line going in. Good pressure, incomplete to McGowan. Tua came in for that. That was a crosser, but, you know, I thought that the pass was bad. Kind of off of his back foot, a little bit behind him. I think he needed to, you know, work on his mechanics a little bit more, be a little bit more deliberate on that crosser. Especially Kyrick McGowan, who gives you a smaller target. Another pass, same arrow design from before to Mostert this time. These things work, okay? Our running backs are really, really fast. You get them out on the flat one-on-one, they're going to make plays, especially against zone coverage. Glance to Smythe. Now, this is the theme, and I wouldn't get too excited about what the defense accomplishes or does not accomplish because they ran the same play six times in a row, okay? Glance to Smythe, 15 yards on the rail concept, okay? Boot left, Tua finds Smythe again for 12 yards working on a curl. Pretty cool, right? Because they worked something off of that glance RPO, right? Respot to the 44-yard line, Tua hits Snead on the slant, drop. Now, this was also the slant rail concept. By the way, this pass hit both hands and the chest. Snead has not had a good camp. Had a good start, looked like a pro to start. He has not picked it up since. He should be better. Scott Thompson in. Deep dig to Sanders. Nice catch. Gain of 18. This one was on Maitre, who's had a good camp. Skyler Malik on the curl for 15 on the right side. Scott Thompson was cooking here on this little sequence right here. Flat route to right. And then I write Skyler. Sharp here. Calais chatting up Lester Cotton. Somebody has to, right? Field goal work. You want to talk about paint dry. All I do in the field goal units were, you know, I just wait for the miss, right? He hasn't missed so far. Calais and Driscoll are consistently the tackle protectors. Remember last year who those guys were? Yeah, they were Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer. So they made a change this year. This year it's Calais and Driscoll. So Sealer is not on the he's not one of the tackle protectors. All right, Sanders has not missed in camp yet. Breaking news. There goes my reporting on the field goal units. Horn blows, okay. Respot to the 25-yard line going in. Or no, opposite 25-yard line, correction. Tua in, another glance route to Smythe. This one was overthrown. Next play, another one. This time to Tyreek for a 10-yard gain. Respot to the 45-yard line. Again, same thing. Mirrored play to Craycraft for 12 yards. They ran this six times in a row. Okay? Again, they tried it again. This time it was knocked down by Jordan Brooks. coming over on a short zone. Might as well, right? Like, you know it's coming. They ran the damn thing six times. One more time. Same thing to Berrios on the flare. This time they take the other option. Also, all of these are reversed, and it's essentially the same play. I guess they were trying to rehearse the same play into mastery. Like, you know, you got to run it enough times where even when the defense knows that it's coming, you still hit it because this is their bread and butter. Like, whenever they needed a play. Remember the New England game week two? They ran it like four times on them. This is like that was against a Bill Belichick coach defense and a really talented defense, complete by the way at that time, with no injuries, and they got him. They got him with it like four times. It's a tough play to guard, man. You got to pick your poison. Sometimes you make a mistake, you sell out for one guy. You could hit somebody on the rail, and it could go big. Same thing to Berrios on the flare. This is a mirrored concept, and you're kind of reversing the routes. So let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a way to play with the defense, try to get them to get out on a different guy or try to switch up the coverage on you, and then you hit them. You're essentially hitting where they're, you know, you're throwing where there ain't, where, you know what I mean? So, interesting concept and well executed. Respot at the 41-yard line, 3rd and 7. Design screen to Achan. Gets a little room. Respot to the 35, Skylar Thompson in. Skylar to Sanders, but late. Catches it anyway. Nice catch by Braylon Sanders. Gain to the 50. Then I write, Duke fires a gap on Jalen Wright. Tackle for a loss. Call it -2. Flare to right, Needham. Tried to pick it off. Misses. He broke from his slot position, and pretty good looking break on the ball. Drove on it really, really nicely. Respot at the 47-yard line, 3rd and 12, right check down, the horn sounds. And then I write, Neville Gallimore grabbing some reps everywhere, meaning he's playing pretty much everywhere on the defensive line. Respot at the 15-yard line, this time 15-yard line going in, Tua in, power right to Achan. Cut back, find some room, spot to the 11. End around to Jonnu Smith, he scores. Gets hit at the 1-yard line, but dives into the end zone. This was live, this is a touchdown. And you can see the replay, because evidently there's fans that are giving you play-by-play video of every single thing that they do. Respot to the 9-yard line in. Check down to Julian. Fuller breaks in on it, dives incomplete. Went for the pick, didn't get it. Flag on the offense, false start. The false start was on Tyreek. He left a little early. Toss left to Mostert. Brooks, Jordan Brooks. Tackle for 1 yard. Good looking play by Jordan Brooks. Respot to the 8 yard line. Inside screen to Mostert off of a fake screen. Gets room to the 2. Respot at the 6. Two scrambles to the right. Hits Ezukama for a touchdown in the middle of the end zone. Mike White in. Middle screen right goes nowhere. Respot at the 8. Incomplete on a bow route to Malik Washington. Ezukama dapped up to a big on that TD. Really excited from the play. Mike White dot to Julian Hill. Bow out. Touchdown. Practice inside now, and then I cannot report any more things live, and I can't tell you what happened here either. Once they went inside, but they did the last two periods inside. As I was walking inside, I walked right past OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., who was sprinting, and they were setting up the little timers, the little cameras, for the 10-yard split. So they were going to time, I guess, his 10-yard split. All right, I got Marek Brave with me here. And he's going to give me questions that you guys put in the chat. Again, if you want to participate in any of these and you want to watch them and listen to them live, you got to go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. All right, Marek, hit me with these questions.
All right, Alf. Yep, we got a solid crowd in here for a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get started on this. We got a little bit of time left. All right, this guy wants to know, why did the team start outside and then move inside? Was it weather reasons or just because of fans and reporters?
Fans and reporters. They were going to work on some super secret, state secret stuff. The kind of stuff that would get me executed on site.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that stuff, Alf, next question, similar question. He says he knows you can't discuss the details of the plays they're working on inside, but are they as interesting as you found the cheat motion to be during last year's training camp?
Yes.
Ooh, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. This listener wants to know what type of progression.
Hold on a second, Merrick. How fucking cool was that, right? I kind of invented the cheat motion, if you come to think about it. Because I told you guys last year, hey, they're working on some pretty cool stuff. They worked on that cheat motion all camp, and they never showed it outside. They did it all inside. Then lo and behold, they sprung it on the Chargers. You see, that's why they don't tell you anything. They don't show it in front of the fans. Because some asshole fan from who knows where would have videotaped that thing, and the Chargers would have seen it. But we kept seeing it. We're like, this is pretty cool. Yeah. And I was like, this is pretty cool. When they spring this on somebody, it's going to be awesome. Sure enough, they sprung it week one.
And so the new stuff they're working on just as interesting to you then.
And yes, Scuba, I invented the cheat motion. It's mine.
All right. This guy wants to know what type of progression you have seen with the team in regards to addressing third and short situations.
A lot of big people. And I guess I could give this away because Chris Perkins has been brave enough to essentially just give it all away. Right. And then Tua said, yeah, we got heavy unit. Yeah, we're bringing in a lot of big people. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's I don't think I'm, coming down the mountain with the tablets here, but a lot of tight ends, big running backs, all that good stuff.
All right. This guy wants to know which position groups on both offense and defense, which of those groups are giving you the most concerns and why?
Okay, on defense, I'm not concerned by a thing, all right? I like this unit. I like the talent on it. Now, if they take a couple injuries here or there, then I could be a little bit concerned about it. On offense, it's always the offensive line. Like, I'm always going to be bitching about the offensive line. And the back end of the wide receiver group, man, damn. They got to get better there. And I know it's a little bit too late, but, man, change a guy out or two. You know what I mean? Get out on the waiver wire. I wait for this first cut and bring somebody in. And I know they kind of have their guys that they're going to take into the season. They got the guys for the 53. Man, I like a guy in the practice squad that I can trust in case I need to elevate a guy during the regular season. So wide receiver and then, of course, the offensive line. It's always a thing.
Yeah, speaking of offensive line, Dundee Dolphin, a great participant in all of these live shows. He asks, How has your view changed about the interior offensive line needs after watching the all 22 of the Atlanta game, if at all?
Well, as you can hear me, I'm chewing the energy bar. Nothing's really changed. It's the same as it always was, and the same as it was in the Atlanta game. First of all, we didn't get to see any starters in the Atlanta game. I'm anxious to see what these guys look like. Remember, we're not going to see Aaron Brewer, so we're not going to have the actual starters on the interior for a while. But I want to see how it shakes out. I want to see how that interior of the offensive line is going to work together. You could guess who's probably playing right guard, right?
All right, Alf. Next question. Has there been any reaction from Tua or any of the coaches about the drops that it seemed to be plaguing the wide receivers lately?
I don't know if there's going to be any reactions. Tua was pretty animated today, talking with Tyreek and Julian Hill about a route combination. But, you know, what are you going to say? You know, like, these are the guys that are at the back end of the roster. They're not playing well. They're just not. Like, Carrot McGowan hasn't been a good player. Anthony Schwartz has not been a good player. It's been a rough going. Like, who can you trust? You trust your two big dogs, right? You trust Craycraft. Malik Washington's a rookie, so he's just getting started. You know, you kind of trusted Snead, but he's dropped a few passes in the last few days. So, I will say this. I'd like to see one of those guys go out there on the jugs machine. Look, Jalen Waddle drops a pass in practice. He catches 100 balls from the jugs machine. You know, at least go to the jugs machine and catch 100 balls. You know, make it look like you give a shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, the back end of the wide receiver group. Yeah, the back end of the wide receiver group. It's just not good. It's just not good. While they did a fabulous job filling out the secondary and the back end of the cornerbacks group, because and especially the defensive tackle group. Like, there's going to be a guy that they're going to cut, and we're going to be like, damn. Hopefully we could bring this guy back, right? In the wide receiver group, I'm going to be like, damn, yeah, let them all go, and I never want to see them ever again.
All right, speaking of position groups, maybe your answer to this question will be the wide receiver group, but are there any position groups that don't look better than last season?
Well, I can't say that it doesn't look better than last year. I'm talking about the wide receiver group because I haven't seen Odell Beckham yet, and you know he's coming back. So he comes back, and then I'll be like, all right, remember when all those guys sucked in camp? Who cares now, because none of them are here, none of them are on the team, and none of them will get the ball thrown to them, right? So what's not better than last year? Well, obviously the offensive line. Last year he had Connor Williams and Robert Hunt, so they were better last year. Can it be better this year? I don't know. It's going to take a lot of luck and health. Like, if they're healthy this year, they're going to be better than last year because you weren't healthy last year, so you really didn't have that great offensive line that you were counting on.
All right, Alf, we got a personal question here. This guy wants to know if both of us, myself and you, if we could have our sporting careers over, what would we do differently?
Actually, like our playing career?
Yeah, I suppose so. He must be talking about my wrestling career, which isn't completely over yet, but we're reaching the back nine of that.
Okay, mine is pretty simple. I would have never played football, and I would have stuck to baseball completely. And I would have given it a shot in the pros. You know, I probably wasn't gonna, you know, get any farther than single A or rookie ball, but still, I would have liked that experience of playing. You know, so I would have never played football because football led to so many injuries that actually cut away time from baseball, and I had the more promising baseball career. Although I actually got the scholarship for football, which is weird, right? You know, so yeah, I would have never played football. That's my simple answer.
My answer is similar in the fact that it regards injuries. You know, when I was younger, I was kind of a high flyer. I did all the flips and twists and dives and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously that stuff is high risk. It leads to injuries. And I had a very significant neck injury, ended up having to get spinal fusion surgery, a double level fusion. So that kind of cut my dreams of making it to the WWE, cut those down pretty quickly. So I guess I would go back and I would tell my younger self, Let's focus on the things that are important, the storytelling, the selling, the psychology, things like that. And let's not worry about what type of flips you can do, because in the end, those things don't matter all that much.
Yeah, you would hear my philosophy on that stuff. Every time I see somebody do a dive onto a desk or, you know, absolutely kill themselves on a spot like on Monday Night Raw, I get a little bit pissed off because I'm like, why the hell are you doing this for essentially for free? And then risking injury and costing yourself the paydays that you can get from the big pay-per-view events. You know what I mean? It's just stupid.
We got another wrestling question in the chat. This guy wants to know what my favorite finishing move of all time is. I'm a big Shawn Michaels guy, so I love Sweet Chin Music. But I think the best finishing move of all time, and actually Alf and I did a podcast about this when we were doing the off-season earlier this summer. And I think we both agreed that the Stone Cold Stunner is the number one finishing move of all time. That's right.
Yep. 1,000%.
So I think we'll go with that. You know, we got a lot of scotch talk in the chat. Alf, you got a favorite scotch?
Yeah, and I guess we're going to have to call it because that's going to have to be the last question. I like the Glenlivet, the Glenlivet, because it's supposed to be Glenlivet. French Oak is what I like. It's about $75 a bottle, so it's not cheap, but it's not, you know, it's not going to break the bank either. That's my favorite. Some people like Macallan. I'm not a Macallan fan. And I saw somebody put another brand in the chat. Lagavulin? Is that how you pronounce it? That one's okay. But the Glenlivet. But I'm not a Scotch guy. I'm a bourbon guy. All right. I saw somebody asking the chat, and I guess that'll be, so Dundee, is it Glenlivet or Glenlivet? So yeah. Okay. Somebody asked about Isaiah Wynn. Yeah. Nobody's seen him. I haven't seen him. It's not Leavitt. Okay. So it's Glenlivet. So, okay, because I've heard some people call it leave it. I've heard some people say leave it. So, okay. Well, I've been pronouncing it Glenlivet forever. All right. And it's leave it after 2 a.m. I like Glenlivet. Glenlivet French Oak. I have a bottle here. I also have a Glenlivet Caribbean Oak. I have a bottle of that here too, but I'm not a Scotch guy. I'm a bourbon guy. All right, we're gonna call it right there. Again, if you want to participate in any of these things that we do every single day, we will do one again tomorrow. You gotta come and become a member of our Discord, and that's at discord.gg/onlyfins, and you become a member there for $3 a month. Talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.